views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live today on Tuesday, January the 3rd, 2017. It's the first show of 2017. Just want to thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being a part of Tando Radio Show in 2016, and looking forward to you all being a part of this show for throughout eternity, because that's the overall lifespan of the energy that we're producing. So just once again, just want to thank you all for tuning in today. You could be somewhere else, but you're here with us, and we greatly appreciate it. So with that being said, everyone, let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You can easily do that by giving some of your financial energy by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. That is the website for this network and all the programs that are brought to you by this network. You'll see the green icon on the far right-hand side, the donation prompt is there. You can just hit that and follow the direction for giving some of your financial energy so that this network will continue to grow and the shows that are brought to you by this network can continue to grow and expand and to give you what it is that you need individually, what you need family-wise, and what we need as a community and to practice. The most important thing that I think is essential to our overall prosperity and to reestablish and to conquer the prosperity that has been lost, and that is by us having collective prudence and not having leaders, but having the overall assurances that our talents will get us where we were as we were before, which we will be talking about today. So just want to definitely tell you all, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Very easy to do. There's a crowdfunding campaign, crowdfunding Digital Black Media is also there, but the easiest and quickest way is to do it just right from the website. Also on the website of Black Talk Radio Network is www.btrcommunity, which is a social media platform that has been established by the network so that you can engage in all of your social media activities without having to worry about your identity being sold to any bidder. And you can post some of your social media activities without having to worry about being adversely affected by that. What I mean by adversely affected by that, you know, many of us are not aware that there may have been people that if you were trying to acquire a contract, trying to acquire this, a job, that, this, or whatever, that was stifled and stymied and sabotaged by your overall accounts, your social media activities with Fed book at some point and at some time. I think we need to establish our own institutions that actually serve the interests of benevolent people instead of malevolent people and agendas and corporations and so forth and so on. It's not something that is not a utopia. That's not something that can not happen. We just have to be committed to it, and it shall be done. That requires me, that requires you, and that requires us to do the necessary things for that to happen. Until that happens, you're absolutely right, it won't happen. So let's change that. So BTR community is a great place to for you to be engaged. It's only $24 a year, and that way you can engage in some of the things that you want to promote yourself, your business, events that you know are going on, or just your normal social media activities. That's a platform that you can do it without being worried about the backlash from that, so that you can continue to grow and develop and to nurture ourselves and yourself in the way that's in our best interest. So definitely you can do that by going to www.btrcommunity.com, and that is a part of Black Talk Radio Networks. That is the social media program outlet that has been established by the network. Also, if you're interested in acquiring real money, which you should be because ancestrally you're tied to that, real money, not holding on to something that is going to lose its overall purchasing power, you can do that with us at Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. That's Prosperity Mint. Check out what's there in inventory. Then definitely shoot Wolf6Pack1 at Gmail, email, so that the overall buying procedures can be explained to you to make sure that you are doing it in the correct way. Okay, so definitely now is the time for you to pay yourself a king's or queen's wage, and to pay yourself a ladies and a gentleman's wage, and at least save in that, and to move away from the pieces of paper of enslavement, because that's all paper does. That is the letter of the law, and the letter of law has been doing nothing but subjugating and enslaving. And I think that's very, very important, because there was no letter of the law in the past that people lived by. It was always the spirit of the law, because the letter of the law comes to ensure that what is written shall be violated, and they can enslave those that do. So it is not a trap door. So very, very important that we know those things and move in that direction. So definitely you could do that at Prosperity Mint. Once again, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. The numbers are numerical, and someone will get back to you in regards to acquiring the precious metals as a savings plan. So very, very important, especially for what we're going to start seeing unfolding. So with that being said, we're going to jump into what's in the news. But before we do that, at any time, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And you can jump in and make sure you hit star, and then that way we'll see you in queue. We'll bring you up, and whatever your question or comment is, we'll definitely facilitate that. Very, very important, okay? So let's jump into some of the things that's what's in the news before we get into today's show. Like I said, at any time, jump in, 866-510-9025, then hit star. We'll see you in queue, okay? So let me just queue this up, and we will jump into what's in the news. And the one of the articles that I posted that I thought was very, very important is this one came from Reuters. And this was China considering strong measures to contain Taiwan, sources said. This is what China had given their red line in the sand, and they were giving that red line to the sand. I don't think it was just to the U.S. and to dump. I think it was to all that would challenge China. And I think that this is something that you should know, especially ancestrally and historically, because it involves you. Those that listen to Black Talk Radio Network and those that are within the melaninated communities, this directly involves you, in which we're going to talk about today. But let's check this out from Reuters. China considers strong measures to contain Taiwan, sources says. Beijing, China military has become alarmed by what it's seeing as the U.S. president-elect Donald, I hate saying people, these individuals' names, the celebrity figurehead, because I don't want to give them any kind of energy that way, so I'm not going to say their names. The U.S. President-elect support of Taiwan and is considering strong measures to prevent the island from moving towards independence, sources with ties to the senior military official said. The source said one possibility being considered was conducting war games near the self-ruled island that China considers a breakaway province. And believe me, I think that that is going to be also one in which will bring in a embargo. And this is going to be, now you can see why that China is militarizing the Dash 9 line or the South Sea of China, the Scarborough Island, and making good with the Philippines. And I definitely see that China is going to completely reunite Taiwan. And this is something that is going to actually cause it probably and most likely will cause a military confrontation with the United States, which everything that's going on is being diverted, but this is, to me, the real target. And there's a reason why it's a real target, because it's been a historical target for many, many years. It is almost one of the last stands against complete human subjugation, in my opinion, because of some of the historical ties, which we'll talk about here. So check out that article. Very, very important. The Taiwanese president, she wants to travel to South America. And in traveling to South America, she wants to stop in San Francisco, and she wants to stop in Houston on her way to Latin America. And believe me, if there is a meeting of any significant parts, I expect a military response from China probably almost immediately. In the 90s, in 95, the U.S. and China almost went to war from the Taiwanese president going to Cornell University, his alma mater, and that almost brought about. But this one, and China at the last second backed down, and it wasn't a backing down that China did. It was a matter of waiting to the appropriate time for them to invoke what they already knew that they had. Now is the time, and this is why they're speeding up the overall militarization of the islands known in the South Sea of China, or the Nine Dash Line, and they are going to put a no-fly zone and a no-sail zone in that area, and that is going to cause the actual military, in my opinion, that's going to cause a military confrontation. So check out that article. Next article comes from Dallas News. Former police fire pension manager should face criminal investigation. The mayor of Dallas is right to ask for a state criminal investigation into the shady practices by the Dallas Police and Fire Pension System prior management. The fund is one on the verge of potential catastrophic collapse that could leave public safety workers, taxpayers, and the city of Dallas on the hook for billions of dollars. Roughly around $8 billion is the low figure, and it's probably much more, which they don't have. And this has everything to do, you would say, so what? That's their pension. No, this is your pension as well, because all of these pension funds are running the same scam Ponzi scheme that this pension fund was running. And my commentary is this, is the pension scam is going to grow and blow the whole lot as planned. So check out that article. Very, very important for us to check out. Next article from The Interceptor. Russian hysteria infects Washington Post again. False story about hacking the U.S. grid. The Washington Post on Friday reported a genuinely alarming event. Hackers had penetrated the U.S. power system through an electrical grid in Vermont, came out that that was made up. And I said, lights out are still going to, the lights are still going to be turned out. Question is, by who and for what? And I already know by who and for what. And the for what is to subjugate and enslave the people. There is a massive depopulation program that is going on right now as we speak, but many people are blind to it or not looking at it because of so many different things, because of the overall prescription drugs, because of intoxication of the food, the fluoride in the water, and in continuous consumption of fluoride, and so many other things have turned us to where we have an ennui attitude toward what's going on. And then this is one of the ways in which, in the most effective way, before you commit the crime, you first have to clean it up. And that's what they are doing here. And they're doing that before they commit the complete depopulation to the level that the system wants. They have to first clean up the crime of depopulation. And they've been doing that by intoxication and fluoridization and so many other things of the everyday person. But you that listen to Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network, in spite of all of their efforts, they were not able to submit your free will. Why? Because you stand as different than others, and you refuse to be subjugated. You will hang on and fight until the last, and that is very, very, very important, because the only way that this is going to change is by you, those that have been targeted, but the effects of it has not been the most effective or efficient targets for you to actually resist and change the overall course, because there are others, because of many conditions, ailments, are not able to do that now because their overall attacks have been so broad and have been so deep that they have totally changed the way people resonate. And this is by design. But many of you are much stronger than what they have actually put into to destroy you. But now it's going to have to come to the point of more than just surviving the overall attacks, is establishing where the attacks are no longer happening, because you have decided that they shall live no more. And what I mean by live, I mean that energy will no longer have the ability to have the momentum of a life force in continuance. Very, very important. So that's what... this is why you're getting a lot of what's going on in the world, and this, you're starting to see these paternal orders of governance starting to move towards definitely depopulating the planet so that they can have a more subtle and docile sheeple group to enslave and subjugate, where there will be no question because they won't be able to ask them. This is why you're seeing the medical-induced diseases, ailments, and autoimmune attacks on the population like never before. But it has been before. You just weren't here, but it's been around for a while. They just bring it back because it's worked so well before in the past. So check that out. Next article, this one comes from RushDialogue.ru. This is a Russian, this is actually a Russian publication, and you got to right click it to English, and basically you'll see what they said is that the celebrity figurehead of Prime Minister of Israel had called the celebrity figurehead of President of Russia and gave their pleasantries over the new year and how they wanted to cooperate, and then all of a sudden what was said, and it's all coming together, and what was said that was that Israel, under any circumstances, the Israeli army is ready to invade Syria. And if you really ask me, this is a part of the plan. Some people said that there was a warning to Putin, all of this. I'm going to take the side of humanity, and I'm going to take the side of the past lies that have been told. This is not by coincidence. This is intentionally done so that we will accept the outcome Because that's what happens when we turn a blind eye to things and we don't correct what's wrong. So this agenda becomes reality. And it's no coincidence at all. And that's why this is being said, because they do plan on expanding a war, but they don't plan on fighting each other. They're going to be destroying you. And at some point in some time, you're going to have to look at this for really what it is and put down the lies of what you've been taught in school and see the evidence of truth. The evidence of truth is that there has been mass suicide and genocide practiced every century, every decade, at all measures since we've had so-called civilized rule under the rule of law, the written law, that has been pushed forth by the military-industrial complex, the government-industrial complex, and the religious-industrial complex. Those entities and the economic industrial complex. Those entities have had a four-pronged attack against humanity. And in that, they are able to divide, conquer, subjugate, and have their agenda being pushed on by people that it is going to destroy in itself, by people actually that are compromising their moralities for someone else's agenda. And that agenda is to enslave you. And at the appropriate time, in enslaving you, stealing your energy until your energy is no longer at its optimum form, where you start because of illness and because of the deterioration of your body through age of stress and everything else. Your energy is no longer productive, and now it's time for you to go. Say what you want. I don't care what institutions that you went to. And I will say this, those institutions are full of stuff that bulls do. And if you buy that stuff, you're full of stuff that bulls do too. And I don't care how much they paid you, or what agreement, or what piece of paper they gave you from their institution of schooling, you've compromised your morality, but you can't face the truth because it's too comfortable where you are. So you join them, be a part of them, and continue. And as you'll see, the system, as in all systems, from collegiate athletes to professional athletes, when they're not able to profit from your overall talents, they cut you. Regardless of who you are or where you are, the system is either going to retire you or fire you. They have no loyalty to you. But we foolishly establish loyalties to these institutions. Why? Because we have become the system. And the greatest enemy has become ourselves in so many ways. So, separate yourself. Resonate in the way that created the benevolent force of life, not the malevolent force of life. And if you are, that's you, that's your choice. Do as you see fit. Let your conscience be your guide. And go. And do what it is that you feel that you must. But you won't win a darn thing. The only thing that's going to be lost is a significant part of your eternity. So, that's up to you. Next article. Didn't mean to go off there. Next article from the New York Times. U.S. leading support to Baltic states fearing Russia. U.S. lending support to Baltic states fearing Russia. A response to Russia annexing of Crimea and the clandestine war in eastern Ukraine, as well as Moscow heightened military forces on patrol off the coasts of the Baltic and Western Europe. And the United States and its NATO allies have boosted their own military exercise in recent years. Now, This, in my opinion, is going to be one of the flashpoints, but it is the facade because it is the one that's getting all of the media attention to divert you from what's really going on. This will wage itself, but at what time? The most important thing for us to do is we have to understand ourselves and then see what these enemies really are and what they're all about. And they're able to thrive because we give our energy to them to do that. And this is why it continues to go on. World War I, World War II, so on and so forth. The subjugation and enslavement of humanity will continue because we allow that to happen. Next article, very, very important article, especially as for what's going on here. This comes from Sputnik News, and I said shaking my head. Kissinger, possible role in U.S.-Russia normalization is great news for Moscow. The analysts of information obtained by European intelligence and from the president-elect of the United States transition team incited by... Bile revealed that the White House would go for a constructive cooperation with the Kremlin. The veteran diplomat has reportedly met with Dumps several times in the past couple of months and is rumored to be his informal foreign policy advisor. And that is Henry Kissinger, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the setup for the fall of humanity. If you know anything from this quote, if you're in the military, and you know what, it's crazy. You don't even know what Henry Kissinger has said and how he really feels about you. You are the dogs that are just meant to bring back the spoils for their masters. I'm paraphrasing what he said, but that was basically it. He said you're nothing more than dogs. And it's amazing how people have this alliance towards individuals because it makes them feel good. They think that they identify with them. This energy that has been subjugating, enslaving, and depopulating this planet, they use the same dogs that they train to work for them to destroy the population and to kill themselves as well. I remember, I don't care who it is. I didn't care when it was Big Ears or Dump. I kind of was amazed at a sporting event when people were at a sporting event from West Point was seeing the celebrity figurehead president-elect and chanting, "Make America Great Again." At some point and at some time, we have to stop taking a foolish response in this idol worship. Look at what they've been doing to veterans and look at what they're going to do to you when they put you in this next war. And you're chanting and rooting for this? How asinine. What an asshat you are. Especially when you can look and see something different. And it's not, I'm not putting you in this situation. I'm not going to cause for you to fight a war that I decreed that you would fight. And it's amazing how people declare wars that they don't have to fight. And they're going to send you off under a rah-rah speech. That's all it takes to get you in war is colors of a flag and a rah-rah speech, a flag that's inanimate and doesn't live. Not a living being. It's a personhood that's been created by the letter of the law. Wow. And in looking at this letter of the law, you're ignoring the spirit of the law. I guess we got a caller in queue. One second, caller. I'm going to come back to you. In one second, get ready to go to a commercial break. After the commercial break, I'll come right back to you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. At any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to the Sando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Just give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And just, we got a caller in queue, getting ready to go to the caller. And I would definitely just say, people, please, think for yourself. Because when you think for yourself, you have the best interest of yourself, your family, and your overall community. Don't allow someone to think for you and to establish and tell you what you're to think just because you were born in a certain area that they've designated by ways of fictitious lines. Be much wiser because you are. Be more whole because you are. Be more spirit because that is what you are. So let's go to this caller that had a question or comment. Let's pull him up. From out of Milwaukee. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? 414 area code. Hello? 414 area code? Okay, guess we didn't. Area code 414 out of Wisconsin? No? Okay. Well, if you do, just unmute yourself. We'll bring you back up. Had to go to the commercial break. Okay, so let's get in. Let's get back to what's in the news, and then we're going to get into today's show. Very, very important show, I think, and we'll definitely do that. So next article. Oh, well, so this Henry Kissinger thing. So Kissinger, if you know Kissinger's history, Kissinger was the was there put into place to destabilize and to uphold the overall debt cycle and to create wars to enforce that. And there is a target that's being established here, and that is you, ladies and gentlemen. They are going to set this whole thing up. And there's nothing benevolent about this individual or what they stand for. So very, very skeptical. I wouldn't be surprised if they're trying to pit one versus the other, which you've heard me say for a while now. I wouldn't be surprised that after the U.S. is dealt with militarily and destabilized and decentralized and scattered, and the overall spoils of the United States is scattered, that there will be a war between China and Russia. And I think that that is the overall purpose of this. I don't even think that this individual can be even classified as a, well, there is still a living spirit, but it is an evil one. So check out that article. Next article, this one came from LATimes.com. I guess the caller is back. Let's move him back. I think.
No, that's me, Dave.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead. Scotty, I see what you just put in. I'm glad.
Okay.
Go ahead and Scott.
No, that's it. Ahead, that's it. No, you go ahead and read it.
Yes. Scotty, this is what Scotty pulled up, and I wanted to say to all of you that are military individuals, regardless of who you are, this is what Henry Kissinger's quote himself. Henry Kissinger, I couldn't remember what it really was. That it was, but Scotty pulled it up. Thank you so much, Scotty. Here it is. Quote of Henry Kissinger: military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. Once again, this is nothing more than the examples of the system, the letter of the law, creating laws that they don't have to obey. Making laws that they don't have to obey, creating debt that they don't have to wage, and declaring wars that they don't have to fight. Once again, here it is. Henry Kissinger's quote: military men, and I'm going to add this, military men and women, especially women, because women are really a target. Our women and our children are really the target. Military men and women, I'm going to add N because that's what he meant now, are just dumb, stupid animals. Make America great again. This is the same Henry Kissinger that this so-called celebrity figurehead that so many people think that really matters, from the last one from the last one that's about to leave to the new one that's about to come. This is the system ensuring that they will always have the overall energy stealing from the people by the war. The war is deception. He said, military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used in foreign policy. It is the real deal that this is the real deal. He said it, and it's fairly rare that the architects of illegal imperialist wars are of aggression are caught saying what they really feel, but this is one of those times. He is absolutely right. And here's what another thing Scotty just put, and it was so true. Hillary Clinton said Kissinger was a mentor and had nothing but praise for him. And I'm going to tell you who else. Putin, also Trump, also Obama, also all of them. And he is one of the orchestrators of the Council for Foreign Relations, that same demonic entity that continues to raise its ugly face in what it's about to do to the world. And it says, and Scotty says, I remember the report when the Clintons were in the Oval Office and had reportedly treated men in uniform, and I know how they treated them. It wasn't just the men in uniform, it was everyone. They treated them like dogs. They look at you as their overall subject. Henry Kissinger. So before you come off with some wild, just totally unbased fake patriotism, which is nothing more than idol worship, and all of this military worship, I have nothing against individuals that are in the military. I was in the military, but I was young and naive to what was really going on. There's no reason why you have to be young and naive anymore unless you want to be. And then once you brought the truth, where do you stand with it or against it? Doesn't matter, because it still will stand. And if you uphold a lie, you will see how that lie treats you, your family, and your overall progression. Many, 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 many have gone thinking that they were doing one thing, but the system was laughing at you the whole time. Look at those dumb, stupid animals that are my pawns for foreign policy. And what is the foreign policy, ladies and gentlemen? The foreign policy is nothing more than the subjugation and enslavement of people. Henry Kissinger is a celebrity figurehead. Why? Because you see him when the cameras are rolling. Lights, camera, action, with makeup on. Just like Obama, just like Dump, just like Hillary, just like them all. And if you continue to give energy to this system, it will continue to treat you as dumb, stupid animals. Now, I'm going to rephrase this. He also thinks that everyday citizens is nothing more than dumb, stupid animals that should be used. And if you know some of his policies, and we talked about them many a times here on Tando Radio Show, the evidence is there. Deny evidence all you want. You can deny reality. You'll never be able to deny the consequences of reality. And believe me, they have some real pain that's in store for you and your family. So, that is just the truth. So check out that article. Next one. This is from the LA Times. I said the corruption is so deep. When city retirement pays better than the job. And this is talking about retirees of the retired city manager of El Monte collected more than $216,000 a year, plus cost of living increase, fully paid health insurance in their pension plans, and the overall, they are bankrupting that overall system. Why? Because that's what the system will always do. This pension thing is about to go. Next article from Battle warmblog.com. It looks at the overall insolvency of the Texas pension fund from Austin to Dallas to Galveston, Fort Worth, El Paso, Houston, and all of these other things. They are over $22 billion in deficit. And this is what they said, fuzzy math. And throughout this thing, article, you'll read fuzzy math. We'll get to this later on, fuzzy math. And I always say fuzzy math is the accounting of the system practicing daily, meaning they stole your promise. What they gave you is worthless. They gave you a piece of paper. What they took was priceless from you. They took your energy of your youth, your life, and they used that to maintain their overall standard of living. Ways and means, your way of life provided for their means of life. Your way of life provided for them to be able to do and to live sovereign and independent. In order for that to be done by not by their own merits, that energy has to be stolen from somewhere else. You can steal it from the universe. You can steal it from within the galaxy, within the solar system. But the path of least resistance is to stealing it from the living entities around you. And when you steal that energy from the living entities around you, you steal their promise. This is what's happening, and it's been happening for a very long time, and it's going to make itself known in a very, very dramatic way. But the bad thing about it is that by the time many people realize what has had, it may be too late for them in this physical part of eternity. But see, that mindset and that energy that you created for yourself goes with you into eternity, in my opinion. That is not something that is scientifically or the so-called complete truth. That is my opinion. But I say that because the evidence of that is so apparent. Look at your habits. Look at your habits of your everyday life. They are so strong. They are so strong. The habits of your spirit that is eternal, that can never end, in my opinion, you probably have spiritual habits that you'll pass forward in the great transformation. Take back your existence is what we're trying to tell you here. Next article from Bloomberg. How much time was that? Okay, cool. From Bloomberg. This one comes from a dump set to pick another person, Leidinger, for U.S. Trade Representative. And Robert Leidinger is one who Robert Leidinger was deputy trade representing the Reagan administration. Ted, so much about draining the swamp, huh? From the Goldman Sachs people and all of the warmongers, from Bolden, John Bolden, the former UN ambassador. Oh, just so many things. Ain't nothing new. The last boss is just like the new boss, but they not my boss. I don't care what goes on in the White House. I only care about what goes on in my house. So, but let me read this real quick. Is the president-elect's pick to head the U.S. Trade Representative office, according to persons with knowledge of the matter. Leiter is a partner at the Washington office of the law firm, and let me tell you something about this dude. He is one that does not like China. And it's well known. And don't think the Chinese aren't aware of this. So, very, very important. So, I said, look, the future looks the same as the past, only worse. And there are reasons why China will explore, which we'll explore on today's show. So check this out. This is, in my opinion, this is definitely moving towards an all-out confrontation with China, and which means an all-out confrontation with you and so many others. So check that out. Now, today's show is the historical... Excuse me. One second, let me move this down. The historical collage of aggression, betterment against the indigenous people. Today's show is going to be the historical collage of aggression, betterment against the indigenous people. We're going to see how and why they wanted to move against indigenous people here. And this has been the plan, and part of that is you has a direct tie with China as well. We're going to definitely look at that. The connection between China and Khalifa, Queen Khalif, and the Californians, very, very important. So we're going to be taking a look at that in today's show. Next article from Bloomberg. Indonesia ends J.P. Morgan partnership on the downgrade. Check out that. This is all a part of the South, the ASEAN nations starting to move into making ready for this economic war that is going to further do trade war, is going to turn into a hot shooting war. Next article, this comes from Business Insider. These doomsday shelters for the 1% makes up the largest private bunker community on Earth. Whether it's nuclear warfare or zombie apocalypse that triggers the end of the world. Vivos Group wants you to be prepared. The California-based company builds and maintains massive fortified shelters with high net worth families can buy space and live out Armageddon. It's a new development. So check this out, and this is the largest private shelter community on Earth. So check that article out. They have over 500, and I think it's like 547, almost 550 bunkers that have been built, and they're building these things for a reason. So don't give me no conspiracy theory. If that's what you say, that's because I'm going to be nice. Well, that's what you say. You have no evidence to substantiate or validate, and even if you did, I'll hear you, but I won't listen. So, because we're too busy protecting ourselves, our family, and our overall community. So, check out that article. Next article, and I said this was my commentary on this. The depopulation plan is already fully underway. This comes from the Big Wobble. Everything dead. Marine mystery in Canada, Nova Scotia intensifies. Now everything is dying. First it was the herring, then lobster, then the scallops. Now everything. And marine mystery is confronting residents of Southwest Canada and who are watching thousands of dead fish, starfish, crabs, clams, scallops, and lobsters wash up on shore. And look at these pictures. Ladies and gentlemen, Fukushima was the depopulation plan kicked into full gear. No longer did you have to look for an event saying they're going to do this, they're going to do this. They've done it. And I firmly believe that they picked radiation because at the appropriate time, they can actually remove radiation. Don't believe they're lying science. They can remove the radioactive isotopes and the heavy metals of radioactive material. They just won't do it until it's reached its overall design plan, because they created this because it was a very effective and silent way to kill people and to depopulate. Now, will it adversely affect me? No, not whatsoever. Why? Not afraid of it. Will it adversely affect my physical body? Yes. Sure will. But I refuse for anything to compromise my spirit. I don't live by their laws. I'm going to tell you something. Here on Tando, I may make up some words. You know why I'll do it? Because I can. And I don't live by the king's rule and by the king's tongue. Communication is the most important thing. And until we start thinking different and start looking at this overall system for what it is, nothing but a bunch of liars and murderers in order to get what they want. And what they want is to steal your energy. So it's time for you to create your heaven. It's time for you to create your own sovereign state. There's nothing that the system can do to me. Threat of family, friends, whatever, that there's no threat up to me. I will do what I physically possibly can, but my spirit supersedes my ability of my physical existence. I control my own energy. I don't need the system to validate or substantiate my existence. I don't need their pen. I don't need their paper. I don't need their diplomas. I don't need their blessing, because their blessing is nothing more than a curse. This is why they call it a blessing, because it's a curse. I don't need them. And at some point, it's be a great thing when we all realize that and see how powerful you are. So that's what's in the news. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Also, my man Scotty says, Russians have been experimenting with industrial cannabis, which cleans the soil of radiation. Yes. There's so many. Listen, removing the radioactive isotopes, there is ways in which to do it. But they're not doing it because they wanted to actually intoxify the bodies, the physical bodies. Why the physical bodies? Because they've got you in such a physical state that you don't even know that you have a spiritual one. If you had a cut on your finger and you knew it was going to heal once you applied the necessary things to it, would you really be concerned about it anymore? No. It's the exact same thing with your physical existence. Yes, you may have a little cut, but that is not going to totally destroy you. But if you don't respond to that cut right, what I mean by respond to that cut right, if you put too much emphasis on your physical existence, your spirit dies. And until we wake up, just imagine how powerful you are when you have no need for a boss or the system or their laws, their lying laws. But you resonate and you live by a different existence, a different energy, a different force, a different requirement, a different love. And one of the things that they like to do, they like to stir the emotions of fear and anger, because that is the seed of destruction that is planted physically and taints and intoxifies the spirit. So we don't respond out of fear, and we don't respond out of anger, because that is their system. You now become them. But that doesn't mean that you allow them to do whatever it is that you want, what they want. Oh, it just means that you can live and choose to live and create outside of the destructive nature of fear and anger and hate. It consumes everyone that partakes. So, listen, everyone. Oh, we got a little bit of time. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call. 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Now, what I want to do is today's show, when we come back out of a commercial break, I want to talk about one of the regalian queens of history that they don't tell you about of past. This is why the Smithsonian and all of these other governments, whenever they have archaeological finds, one of the first things they want to do is seize that area, cordon off that area. They'll make it a national wetlands or forest where no one could go and dig and everything else. This is nothing more. Oh, that's right. When you call in, 866-510-9025, then hit ** if you have a question or comment. Now, what they like to do is that they seize these areas because the controlling of information is very, very important. Why is in controlling of information so important? Scott, you talk about it all the time. We all talk about it. Because propaganda sparks the what? The question. A question is more valuable than the answer because the answer is temporary while the question is eternal. Have you ever questioned because you are such a resonating, you resonate where you don't need a book to validate what the truth is? All of you have. But you know, the writings of things are very, very important, but they do not supersede the overall spiritual energy because your spiritual energy can go into the past beyond the confines of the bindings of a book. Because I always ask, history will always be kind to the writer, to England, because England will write the books. Who wrote it? Why did they write it? What was their intent? And we need to have the spiritual connection that overrides the lie. The spirit of the law supersedes the letter of the law. But so many of us have bowed to the letter of the law. So there is no spirit of the law for us anymore. We are baseless. And we've lost our energy and we've lost our force. And we've lost our ability to create. We now manufacture life for them. That has got to change. Much, much change. So we're going to be talking about one of the greatest rebellion queens. And the importance of it, and we're going to be talking about Queen Khalifa and the golden black Moors from the Khalifa empire that extended so far that we need to really talk about and why this is so, so important. And I would just tell you, before the Vatican, before the Indians that are known as the Native Americans, before the Native Americans, there were the melaninated people of California that encompassed such a wide range of what you call the United States today, all into Mexico and up into Alaska, and into the West Indies and far into what they call Atlantis and far across into China and in the South Sea of China. All through there was a great empire, and we're going to talk about that empire and why that empire is so relevant. Before the Roman Catholic Church, before the Indians, before the conquerors came, there was a land that was in existence, an empire of gold that was probably one of the greatest empires, and it was such an empire, it was the envy of the world, and there was a decision that was made to circumvent and to actually annihilate much of that historical truths, but they weren't able to do it. It's in you. It is you. And you are the heirs of that empire. And we're going to talk about that today. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about California, the greatness of California, and why that's so relevant today. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., and at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. I'll see you in queue. We'll bring you up. We'd love to hear what you have to say because, you know, that's more important than anything else because that dialogue is so, so important. So today's show is that I want to talk about the Regalliant Queen, meaning that she needed no king to rule, as well as Queen Sheba, and as well as many other great sisters and queens of the past that ruled with great reverence of the people, great reverence of the resources, and great reverence of the overall ecosystem, and that was their overall system, and they established and upheld that to great standings, to great standings that have never been since repeated, and want to talk about that. So we're going to talk about Queen Khalifa, which a lot of people in history does not admit nor talks about, and it's very, very important because what Queen Khalifa was doing, you know, Hollywood has always been a lie, always will be a lie. You know, you would see in Hollywood that they'll say that, you know, there's going to be a planet that was ruled by women, all women and no men. Well, see, where they got that from was they got that from Queen Khalifa, because Queen Khalifa was actually a warrior empire that where the queen and the women ran everything with. And they were so efficient and effective that they had trade routes that went across this whole globe and into the solar system. They understood astronomy, astrology, and had actual engagement with living entities outside of this planet. But they don't tell you that because these women were just that strong. What did they have men that encompassed and was a part of and shared in there? Yes. And one of the great things about Queen Khalifa, and this is where California comes from, this is where the name California comes, they tell you that her overall empire was from Northern California or the Pacific coast up into Oregon and Washington, down into Mexico. In actuality, it was much further than that, and it went from California over to Arizona and New Mexico, but it went much further than that. Queen Khalifa, because they were a sea-bearing empire. They knew all of the trade routes and they knew all of the ports of the world. They had the greatest, one of the things that make Los Angeles one of the great cities and the affluence of Los Angeles is the same thing that makes New York City the influence that it has is port. And because of that, the port of San Diego and the port of Los Angeles, as well as the port of New Orleans and the Gulf and parts of the Gulf and all in Baja and everything else, Queen Khalifa, as well as having trade routes into Hawaii and into from the Aleutian Islands down into Russia and into China and into North Korea. And then on the western part of China, there was an establishment, and she actually had trade agreements and had relations, good relations, with the first one of the first Chinese empire, the Song Empire, where they had the first emperor of China. It was the second, I believe it was the second empire. I think the Jing was the first empire of China. But the Song Empire had the first emperor of China. And they were black. And they had this relationship with this powerful queen. And this powerful queen was able to reign and pass down a legacy of prosperity the world had never, ever known, because they don't want you to know. Now, what was so great about Queen Khalifa? Like the many great things with Queen Sheba, she had an understanding and a connection with the ecosystem. She didn't have an economy, so she understood that man can't live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of God's mouth, every word that proceeds out of the great creator. Understood that she was one, and she created a paradise that has not since been emulated. And it was powerful. And it still is powerful because many of you are heirs to that empire. As you've heard before from Scotty and from others on BTR, Brother Braggs, Brother Davis, and many on, but Brother Braggs really talks about a lot. You're standing on your own stuff, but Brother Braggs won't say stuff. He wants to emphasize, and I love it. He's absolutely right. See, they gave you this facade story, this lie, because that's what conquerors do. They lie to legitimize their overall conquering of you, and they did this by edicts from the Pope. This is why that organization's true nature has never been anything that was of the great creator. It has been about their God. It's with a little g, a demigod. Now, am I saying all Catholics are that way? Well, if you practice what they practice on the higher echelons of things, then yes. Understand what they're saying in Latin. Understand what they're doing. Understand what their deeds are, and corresponds with their creed. And you'll know. There's a reason why they do the things, they have the rituals that they have. But does that make all of the people that do it? No. A lot of people don't know. But see, but there's also, in not knowing, there comes a point where your overall spiritual energy should tell you there's something wrong here, but when you turn that off, is because there's a reason why you turn it off. Every person should care more about the truth than the perception of the truth and the lie. And until you do, you will continue to follow something that you didn't create, that was created by someone else. And you will be giving your energy to someone else's agenda. You sold your energy out. So we got a caller in queue before we continue in with Queen Khalifa and why this is so important. We got a caller. Caller 717, what's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
It is good to hear the voice of a friend. Happy New Year.
My brother, my confidant, Brother Davis, and I knew you were going to call, because as you always talk about the strength in how everything goes through our women, from Mahat and Queen Khalifa was one of the orchestrators of that. And I just truly, truly appreciate, and I'm glad, Brother Davis, that you saw it time and fit for you to give us some great fortune.
Well, actually, Brother, I was getting great fortune listening to the show as usual, but I wanted to give a shout out to the brothers in the UK black community. I'd like to welcome you here to Tando Radio Show. I'm the brother who was online, invited by another United Kingdom brother, and he introduced me to the United Kingdom community. So over the last holidays, I've been literally going into some of their blogs and commenting on some of their views, as well as them giving feedback. It's been quite an experience. I actually gave them the information to Black Talk Radio and invited them to join us, as well as be able to utilize their voice, VOIP, to call in and express themselves, because literally we have to understand, not to get away from your show, but we have
to
understand.
No, Brother Davis.
Okay. We have to understand that we cannot separate ourselves by our differences anymore, our opinions anymore. We're going to have to be able to communicate in spite of. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of black Americans don't know the views of our UK African brothers and sisters. And a lot of times we get caught up in the fact that we're from different parts of the world. But as I converse with them, I'm finding that a lot of the things that we have done here in the United States are phenomenal. It's to those in Europe because they have not made those strides. They have not had a civil rights movement. They have not had anyone like W.D. Du Bois. You see what I'm saying? So yes, sir. In my conversating with them, I'm beginning to realize that they place a lot of value on us as Africans, but they also see the damage that the media is trying to do to us as African Americans around the world. So literally, I opened the door to invite them to please come online to the internet that's available to them over there as it is here right now. I also told them that we also got the shortwave radios, and that kind of struck a chord with them, and they said, well, why are those? I said, because believe me, they have a comfort in us not communicating across the pond with each other.
Right.
So this is going to be another reason for them to break that off as quickly as they can. So, I mean, it's phenomenal to hear the opinions of people who look like you from different parts of the world. And that's one of the reasons why I opened that door to Black Talk Radio, gave them all the information, told them how to call in, or if they just wanted to listen, to come on the line and just listen. But the hours and the time literally is going to require an adjustment. So I believe some of them will, because their questions to me were phenomenal. I mean, they were asking me stuff, simple stuff like, do we collate on ideas for groups? And I'm saying, absolutely, but we have the same breakdowns. And they said, well, right. What do you mean? I said, we haven't understand the importance of harmoniously coming together to be able to move those ideas into a plan. And that is one of the biggest problems they have there. There's cultural things that break them down. So I told them that I gave a little synopsis on why United States is so deceptive. And then they took that synopsis and said, that sounds like tradition. I said, well, actually it is tradition, because that's how they perpetuate the deception, by making you think something is a tradition and handing it down to you, like a specific holiday. Over there they have something like a banner day, and literally that talks about the time when the World War II ended. But in reality, it's a celebration that was forced upon them, and since their families were there, it became a tradition to celebrate on that day. And that's every holiday in America. See, once again, deception plays a greater role in our psychological imbalance, because we follow suit.
Right.
And we have to dismantle these things. But I'm going to tell you, it was a great opportunity for me to be able to give them some of what we're doing here in the United States, just in reference to small groups collaborating to reach out, build on something, and then take that idea and give it to other groups, and they begin to monopolize on those. So I'm expecting to see a serious inquiry by our brothers and sisters over in the UK. And I also wanted to also speak on the feminine energy you spoke about. One of the unique things about them that takes place in all females is that during the time of pregnancy, when a woman receives her egg, it's fertilized, her body communicates in a different way, because it has to connect the natural balance and order with the universe. And if you ever, I believe I mentioned this to you before, if you ever looked at the galaxy, how it seems like it's spinning in a circle, well, that's energy. And that's what that seed is doing inside that woman's body. It's spinning in a circle, so that energy gets to perpetuate, and before you know it, it starts operating in God's plan, and then the physical features are brought forth in the child, and how their arms become in, their legs come in, the brain is developed. And I was asked one time, well, where does the spirit enter? And the spirits are part of the transformation process, because we're emulating what is totally natural. And
right.
women have the excessiveness in their energy patterns, because in their process, not like unlike men's, their process literally adopts the integration of even sex. The sex of a child is not determined until it starts this process. All women's eggs are female. So literally that's why gene has to be injected during this process. When I say injected, I'm talking about through a natural form before there's a male child. But it's phenomenal that we have reached a point now that we are beginning to understand and really can talk about these things openly, because Westernism does not, they do not want us to have this knowledge, because it's a doorway to greater things. So I want to also give you tomorrow night's show a shout out, and I'm going to speak on exactly what I said, just said, how tradition has perpetuated the deceptions that we follow even to this day. And if you don't think so, how many people have looked on their calendar at work and said, let me see how many holidays we have? So they pay you to perpetuate these traditions of deception. And literally, we have failed to grasp that we don't have to follow the tradition. And that's one of the things about identifying the deception. Look, brother, you have a great show. Let me step back into the room and listen. But I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's show with Wise Wednesday.
I am too, Brother Davis. This is our show. You're not interrupting. This is our show. And looking forward to tomorrow's show. Absolutely right. You know, as Brother Davis says, as that egg is starting to spin and taking on the same spinning attributes of the universe, that's because that is the overall spiritual law of energy. And that energy, in my opinion, starts way before the spirit of that. It starts way before the seeding. Because you think about it, that mother bears those seeds, that father bears that semen. They both have the overall components to create the living force, which is really not the physical force, it's the spiritual force. That's why it spins. That's why it spins. It starts far beyond the individual, just like we do. And then it becomes the individual spirit, and it is able to do the same thing. Much love, much respect, Brother Davis. Looking forward to it. I'm glad that you have reached to our brothers and sisters, our global brothers and sisters that are throughout this on this living planet that we share with them. And I want to say one thing. You know, if you traveled anywhere in the world, you'll see quite quickly, if you made any kind of significant traveling, that the world is melanated. The world is black. And so this has always been a place to where, from that, the challenge is to control that agenda has set forth. And we got Brother Braggs that's in place, and it's by no coincidence. And then I say that for this reason, because you'll see why as we talk about Queen Khalifa and what it was so important and how this bonds and how this plays out to today. This is why California right now is always drastically attacked against its overall self-serving sovereignty, and is so corporatized because they want to steal the Golden State. So I'm going to get back to that, but let's go to Brother Braggs. Brother Braggs.
Hey, peace, man. Hey,
peace, my brother.
What you and Dave were speaking on, now you know where I'm going. All you got to do is touch yourself. You just touch your mother's body, because you wear the body of your mother. You were born from a blood clot from your father, whether you be male or female. We came into this world without a sex. We came in androgynous. Just before we make the transition, we get our sex. It's really kind of deep, too, man, when you think about it, man. Because you do.
It is.
You do from a blood clot from your father. And that blood clot came from his brain, traveled down his spine to his testes. It's sacred, but see, like you were saying earlier, they don't teach you about what's sacred about the creation of a living being. You're taught to look at a living being as trash because you can kill it and decimate it, and that's not how it's supposed to be. But that's another conversation. Queen Khalifa is another one of my favorite topics, because that leads you to the city of Atlantis and many other things here in America. You know, whatever you want to call this place. But don't believe it's just America, because you're standing in Egypt and Africa too, because they were here long before the European came here. As a matter of fact, the light workers, the people who were taking the knowledge all around the world, they went all around the world. That's why these pyramids run all around the world, and they sit on these chakras that run throughout the earth, these power points in the earth. And all of these pyramids sit on places that generate great power. People say when you go to these places, you can feel the power. Yeah, they say you can feel it. So, and they're in America. I wanted to go to Egypt until I found out that we got Egypt running all through America. It's one of the
greatest. You're going to Arizona.
Man, yes. Look, go to the Grand Canyon, to the Isis Temple. There's so many places in America that got roped off and mapped off. They turn a lot of sacred places into golf courses so you can't run around. That's why you can't, you and me moving through this country, we can't move through this country fully. Have you ever wondered why you can't go and come like other people? Because you might see something you're not supposed to see. You're in the home of your ancestors, and you don't know it because you've been taught that you're from Africa.
And resonate in a different way than what the schools teach you. Exactly, Brother Bragg.
They got you looking across the water when you're standing on your own shit. This shit is ingenious.
Stop, Brother Bragg. Children.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. But I'm saying, though, it's ingenious.
Yes.
They got you. Who you know in Africa? And I had to ask my family this. Who in Africa ever sent you a card for anything? Come on now. Let's be realistic. The people you know are in the country that you're in, your birth country. This is the country of your birth. This is your country. When you hear people bumping their chest screaming, "I'm American," they're Europeans. They're pilgrims. They're strangers in this land.
You're indigenous.
And we are the Otochita. That means we are the indigenous people to this land, ancient people of this land. But see, they got you misdirected. They want to sit. Now, see, it's even deeper than that, because we can go all the way into it, and across time spans, you're going to find out brothers was running this whole country, the whole world. Whether it's the Byzantine Empire, whether it be over in England and Britain, ancient and modern Britons, they were brothers initially. Everywhere we be after these people wipe you out, Holocaust, I don't know what you want to call it, they take on your persona, they take your identity. If you start doing history, you're going to see these people wipe you out, they take your identity. Another thing that floors me, you're going to find out that King James, well, we all know that he's a black man. They misdirected you all these years, thinking that he's a white man, and he's demonic, and he wrote this and that, but he is a black king. And those kings were also Jacobians, or covenant keepers, so they practiced Judaism. So they were diametrically opposed to the Roman Catholic Church. I mean, this shit is really interesting. I have to get too deep into it to really bring you up to speed, but it's really fascinating. That's why I say you got to do your history, because our history is so deep. Nobody got history without us. All of the history leads us. The farther they dig, the more they find us. And that's wherever they go. Remember, these civilizations were linked all the way from here in America, all the way to India, all into the Pacific, down in, man, all around the world. So these brothers, they wasn't no joke. These brothers was world travelers.
Right. Look at the evidence of it. If you look at the evidence of it, the evidence can't be denied. The evidence substantiates and validates the truth. The key is, are we going to stand with it? Brother Bragg, I know what I want to do is on Thursday, let's catch up. Okay, got you, Scotty. I want on Thursday, if you can, let's catch up together between now and Thursday, and then on Thursday show, let's put something together collectively on this, because I think it's so important that we do, because we really need to synchronize this because of what's going on. And there's a reason why Memphis, there's a reason why Memphis is Memphis. There's a reason why these cities, the Mississippi River, is there. There's a reason why there are many, many different portals throughout this over this area. And I don't call it the land of the indigenous, because that's what it really is the land of the indigenous people. But one of the things about being indigenous is not just the human beings that run around, is also the living entities that run around. And there's been a mass extinction of the truth, and we have to protect it. And you know, one of the things that you were saying, Brother Braggs, and then there was another caller that we had. I lost the caller out of where you were. We're going to come right back to you. Hold on one second, Brother Braggs. We got a caller out of Seattle. Let's take this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
What's up, man? It's Hassan out of Seattle.
My man, son, what's going on, brother?
What's up, man? I finally got a window. Man, I'd be wishing I could call in every other day, man, and I can't because I'm always listening, and I got to pause the show and tune in. And I just happened to have a window. You right up my alley, man. I knew it was coming one day, man, on this show, man. You speak of what I'm talking about, man. We're the indigenous, man. We are. It's us, man. This is the guy. I'm going to just be quick, man, and give cats a couple of things to look into, man. Look, this is Africa. This is the furthest west Africa, and that's just the recent term for, you know, a nexum. This is northwest of nexum.
That's right.
You know,
upper and lower. Upper and lower.
Yep. Everything you said is on point, man. We
upper
were,
and lower,
man.
Exactly. As Queen Khalifa had the feathers of her crown was the upper and the lower. You're absolutely right. But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt, Hassan. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, no. You're saying everything that I could say. Now, for me to go in, man, that had to be a whole show, man, you know. Because, you know, every time we talk, you know, I bring up the fact that we're the Moors, and there's certain legal aspects of things that people can do to really bring that fact up to the forefront and make it recognized, you know, with legally, you know, legalizing your changing your legal status, you know, with the country and stuff like that. I just don't be knowing, you know, that that's something that you guys be trying to touch on this platform. So that's why I don't say much when I call in about it, you know. So.
No, you know what, Hassan, never, ever, ever hold your tongue, because your spirit is leading you to truth. And we will. One of the things that I wanted to do is that I'm going to tell you all how I came into Queen Khalifa. Was my overall investigation of silver and gold led to, you know, Queen Khalifa and the importance of it. And from there, and it just exploded. It started to, because everywhere that I looked about silver and gold, I saw, who did I see? The indigenous practice of the people of the past knew what real monies were. This is why if you ever find any tomb from the ancient past of any person of prosperity or wealth, you're not going to find any paper in there. What you're going to find in there is you're going to find precious metals. You're going to have silver and gold and in real money. You're not going to have no coupons in that overall shrine. So that's because they knew what real assets were, and that's what made them wealthy. They had no need for a boss. They were sovereign and free.
And all the gold was over on this side, on the west. That's what that whole California gold rush was about. And yeah, same thing, just like what Brother Badger said, man. It gets deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper as you go into it, man.
Remember, we're talking crusades now, because when the king and queen of Isabella, you got the Roman Catholic Church, when they peaked, once the brother came through Mansa Musa, when he made his pilgrimage and he brought all that gold through Europe, that almost marked the tail for Africans in great wealth, because these wars was on them from then on. It was a mad hunt. The Crusades, that's what really the Crusades was only about. But if you notice, if you follow these people, all of their movements are about taking wealth, taking land.
Hold on, Brother Bragg. Hold on. Brother Bragg, hold on. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. When we come back, we'll come right back to you, Brother Bragg. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
time scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. Okay, got you. Got you, Scotty. Welcome back to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., and today we're talking about the very, very important historical truths of Queen Khalifa and why it's so important. I just wanted to give you a little... before we get back into it, I know that we were going to have to carry this on because there's so much that we have to talk about with this. There's so much that we have to resonate with. There's so much of our ancestral truths that we have to come about. Now, I from being in California and all of the tribes of Queen Khalifa and the Californians, the true Californians are Khalifians, are still there. You know, from my man had a brother named Blackman. He is a direct descendant of that, and there are many of you are still descendants of that because there's been the moving through the tiers of tyranny, migrations that the Native Americans, the Indians had to engage in, which were also people of color as well as the indigenous Black people that were here far beyond any other existence from the settlers that came around from Mexico and known as the Mexicans that were a part of the Arab movement from they were indigenous to and here with the Olmecs in Central America and extending into South America and their overall ties and everything else. Well, my overall journey with Khalifa was been because of gold, and as Hassan had said, that was a part of the whole gold rush that was so true, and it's also a part of what's happening with what you're seeing historically with China, and I'm definitely going to want to tie that in at some point at some time, but I definitely want to first take some of our calls from our callers because that's very important. We got a caller out of Denver. What's your name and what do you what's your question or comment?
Hi, this is Angela calling from Denver, and my comment was I always like to hear what Brother Braggs is saying, but his phone always goes, or whatever contraption he's on, it's in and out, it's hard to understand, but he's always got some little gem, I know, but sometimes it's very hard to hear him, and maybe he's like spelling some of the words that you guys say, like Khalifa, you know, for people that might be listening in and getting the same feedback I get, the breakup, it might help when I go look for these things to get that. But I do appreciate you guys. I'm listening all the time. And thank you very much.
Definitely. Well, sister, you are Queen Khalifa. One of the things is that, and it, for the spelling of it, is California, but it's basically spelled C-A-L-I-S-I-A. Okay? And I'm not quite sure if that was the spelling. I think that's what you said, because I couldn't hear you. But once again, it's spelled, Queen Khalifa is spelled C-A-L-I-S-I-A. And it's actually what California was named after. The Golden State. Now, what I want to do real quickly is just to give you some of you some background about Queen Khalifa and why it's so important. Now, one of the things with Queen Khalifa is that some of the things with her, that they were masteries that hold the Khalifians, or the what I like to always call the Black Golden People, the Black Gold People. What they were able to do, they were navigators of the seas. They were seaborne countries. Seaborne empire. They were able to trade throughout the world. When you hear about Atlantis and everything else that has direct correlation to the Olmecs and her empire. Now, some of the things that was phenomenal about this sister is that the Golden State And this is why California is known as the Golden State. And this is why California has its overall, on its state flag, it has a brown bear. Well, the thing about the black gold people, or the Calicians, or Californians, the original Californians, which you are descendants of, every person, in my opinion, here in America, most people of melanated people here in America are actually a part of that or other empires that were here. But a very strong percentage of you all are a part of that tribe. Now, one of the great things about this empire was that they were able to tame some of the wildest animals to be the protector of their territory. The brown bear, they were able to have relations with, in agreement, in my opinion, with some of the living entities like the bears and some of the mountain lions. They were able to tame them, and some of the historical truths that are talked about her but that haven't been suppressed actually speak about that. And if you look at some of the original in California, down in I forgot the city in California. There's a Queen Khalifa circle that. Sorry about this background noise. Give me 1 second. Scotty, did you have something to say?
Yeah, I didn't know if you noticed you had, looks like a caller from 312, but before you go to that caller, from my studies, there have been two major indigenous, let's call them nations. That would be the Mississippian Nation, which spread from the East Coast all the way to the Colorado Rockies. You can find old maps of that. I have old maps of that. I'm a descendant of one of those indigenous people. When you're talking about the Trail of Tears or whatnot, those Cherokee, though, man, I hear people calling them $5 Indians. But this is how they became Europeanized. There were a lot of Indian wars between the Cherokee, and Cherokees were part of the Mississippian Nation. Think of a nation with many different peoples, many different tribes. It right. don't mean everybody spoke the same language, although they may have mm-hmm. some common dialects or whatnot. But the Mississippian Nation had religious class, had a political class, and they had an economic class, the same things we had today. And the thing that led to their downfall was corruption. But the Cherokees were part of them. But the Cherokees here in North Carolina, and they were also in Georgia and parts of South Carolina, but the ones here in North Carolina had many Indian wars with European settlers and even African settlers. And so they would take them in war. You have captives. And so, but then there were also a lot of arranged marriages between tribes and white settlers as some kind of peace accord. So a chief or some prominent person may get their daughter in marriage to one of these settlers, you know, and back and forth. So that's how they became Europeanized. I hear people call them $5 Indians. No, that's from race mixing within the Cherokee tribe. But then, you know, I don't know a lot about the one you're talking about now, Khalifa. But that mainly was, like you said, on the West Coast, spreading down to what we call Mexico, Central America, and what have you. So those are the two major nations or empires, if you will, that existed before the European invasion, starting with the Spanish, who first arrived off the coast of North Carolina, pushed their way in, but that expedition got slaughtered, which was the right thing, you know, and then they didn't really get a foothold in the so-called Americas until Jamestown up in the Virginia coast. But first, the Spanish first landed here on what was, you know, what we call now the coast of North Carolina, pushed their way in about 200 miles, like close to where I am, and got wiped out.
Yep. And you know what, Scotty, you brought up some really good important parts because that was so true. One of the things that they do to dilute and to get their overall to actually subjugate the culture and to start to get them to disconnect from their inheritance, their prosperity, is that what they'll do is they'll have they attack them in a four-pronged way. They attack them religiously to try to get them all. I mean, remember, all of the enslavement of mankind and this aspect was done by edict from the Pope.
With the Cherokee, I'm sorry, Dave, just one last thing. And this relates mm-hmm. to what we talk about today as black people or non-white people, you know. What happened to the Cherokee and some of the other quote-unquote, remember they called them, the Europeans called them the five civilized tribes. What happened to them was integration. So integration led to not only their genetic annihilation and what have you, but then once they totally integrated, then the Europeans showed his true colors, and the Trail of Tears was the result.
Yep. So true. But hold on, bro. I think we got another caller out of the Peoria area, the 312. Brother Braggs, is that you?
Hello?
Yeah. Caller out of 312. You're on with Tando Radio Show. What's your name and where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
This is Mayhem. How's it going?
What's up, Brother Mayhem?
Hey, I wanted to call in and say you right on point. It was another station I was listening to. They were talking about the Catholic Church, how they taking land, how they've been taking land, dealing with history and stuff. I want to, this is my opinion, it's two kind of spirits on the earth today, a real spirit and an artificial spirit that making spirit go against nature. And that's just my opinion, making male spirits turn into female spirits and making female spirits turn into male spirits. Just my opinion that this artificial spirit has deceived us dealing with religion and politics. And a lot of us have fell for it. And it just my opinion and my perception, I'm just putting it into your dealing with your conversation, that when we talk about female spirit, I hope we don't get caught up with this artificial female spirit out here to turning our boys into girls and turning our girls into boys. What you think about that?
Brother Mayhem, I'm going to say this. To each his own, but I share some very similar things to you, because why I do, because of this. I find it interesting that now, if you are someone that decides to use your energy and your free will the way that you do, you know, the great creator gave you that ability, and that's fine. But yes, I do believe that there is fads that, and these fads have been around for a while, because in my opinion, it's a part of an agenda. Now, do people decide to do what they want to do? Yes. More power. Go ahead, do what you can do. Who am I to stop you? If I can't make you do something, if God can't make you do something, a great creator can't make you do something, what makes you think that I can? But I do think that it's interesting that once the science gets involved and the overall vaccination gets involved and then the toxic elements that are presented to the body that actually alters and changes. There was Bill Gates had talked about, they had identified a gay gene that they were looking at. That's because they created one. And I think that it's something that is much more than what we think. And because what it really is that it's ensuring that it helps the depopulation program. Because I find it mighty funny that in today's world, if you decide to have relationships with someone, that's your business. But when you have relationships based out of characterizations of things, then I would say, well, maybe that there is something that is happening to you that is false or something, there's a trick to it all. What do I mean by that? Okay, so if you want to have relations with someone, but then you have to dress like a guy to do that. Okay, that doesn't seem right to me. Or if you want to be have relationships with another one, you got to dress like the opposite. There's something that's going on there, and I do definitely think that there is some bio warfare.
Sweetie,
that's going on
right
that's
now.
Already been
Crispy
admitted,
chicken,
and it does play out into today's world. So that's my overall. But I am not. If someone decides that this is what they want to do, that's cool. That's their decision. I am not like the system. I'm not going to make you do anything by force and by fear and write something to say you have to obey me, because I'm not the great creator. That's your choice. And I know that's how you feel too, ma'am, because it's, you know, to each his own.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that spirit manifesting into the body. I'm talking about that spirit just being that spirit, period.
Oh, without a doubt. Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's all. I'm just saying it's an artificial spirit down here on Earth today, and a lot of us are confusing it with the real spirit. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I do definitely see that. I say that a new space, a new species. There's plastic people. There's plastic people walking around, and so I totally agree with you, Mayhem. As always, man, good to hear from you, Mayhem, man. Definitely call back any other time. We got real quick, let me read Scott.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Then we're gonna go to my man Roz that's there. And so one sec, let me just pull this up. You know, one of the things I want to say, we're gonna come back to this Queen Khalifa and why it's so important, and then the riches and what was established in that overall empire, what they were able to do. And you're going to see why they're so important. And to this day, it is a part of the agenda to actually subjugate and destroy, and they're doing it multifaceted, and by multifaceted ways, and within our community and with the Chinese community as well. Because remember, China has 1 billion people. So this is definitely something that we need to talk about. So let's my man Roz is there, because I don't want to run out of time. I want to give Roz some time to jump in. Roz, go ahead, shoot, brother.
Hey, greetings, how you doing?
What's up, my brother?
Hey, I'm good. It's good to hear your voice too. Just wanted to touch base. It was a great discussion.
Man, it's always good to hear from you. What are you talking about?
Oh, thank you, my brother. This
is our stuff. Go ahead, man.
Hey, I wanted to touch base with you talking about the enemy's ability to really clean up the nuclear waste. You made me think, because there was an article I posted. It's actually on my profile on BTR about the fact that they found that hemp can be used to do just that, remove the heavy metals and toxins from the soil. The article specifically is referencing Fukushima. So you're absolutely correct, and there's natural ways of getting rid of it in a way in which it will not be detrimental to society or to other people and other living things. But like you said, it's about population control, so they never come up with their solution to the issue until they kill enough of us off in order to feel that it's okay to come forward with that information, which they had all along. Also, just to touch on the conversation about Queen Calafia, it's just brilliant, because our brother Bragg is telling the truth. They got temples to Set here. You have Burroughs Cave in Illinois. Just Google Burroughs Cave, where they found all kinds of Egyptian artifacts in there, and they hid that from the public. Brother Bragg is absolutely right about the golf courses. A lot of the mounds, because there are over 10,000 mounds in the United States, and those mounds are actually pyramids that white people have either tried to pulverize, or they put things on top of them, whether it's planting cities over them, golf courses, nature preserves, in order to keep us, like Brother Bragg said, keep us from finding out things that they don't want us to know. And also, the other thing about Queen Calafia, when you're talking about, actually you and Brother Bragg were talking about how vast that empire stretched, it made me think of Dr. Ben, because, you know, a lot of us don't really understand, because we've been told that black people have been killing black people, and it's always been that way. There was always a global Pan-African connection between dark melanated people across the planet. And I remember Dr. Ben discussing that when Hawaii was being invaded,
Hold on, Roz. Because what you're saying is so important. Let me tell you why that's so important. And the Pan-African part of it all. That was the exact same thing that Gaddafi was trying to establish, right?
Absolutely. And
to have it done in the gold dinar to be the currency that they would work in. Why was that so important? Remember something about Gaddafi. Who did Gaddafi have as his bodyguards? Who did he have as his protector? The women.
Mm-hmm. And where did he get that from? The Dahomey. He got that from the Dahomey.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes,
Gaddafi was subtly trying to, but I didn't want to, because I just wanted for our people to understand to correlate what you were saying when the Pan-African relationship has always been established, and that was one of the reasons why they had to get rid of Gaddafi. But go ahead, brother.
No, you are so accurate on that, and just look up the so-called Amazons of Dahomey. They were considered the deadliest regiment of soldiers in Benin, and they protected their king with their lives. And they were no joke. They did not have anything from anyone. And so you're absolutely correct, and you just made me think, because I remember Dr. Ben talking about when Europeans were invading Hawaii, that they actually attempted to send a contingent of people to the continent to get reinforcements of their African brothers and sisters, but the people on the continent were dealing with white supremacy and could not send those forces to help them, which is part of the reason why they were conquered so successfully. So that's just one indication of the fact that we have always been connected globally until white supremacy basically separated us, made us think that we were not connected with one another, and just refashioned history to make us think that we were always, you know, separatist and always about, you know, hurting and killing one another. That's why I always implore people, please read Chancellor Williams' book, The Destruction of Black Civilization. It will give you all the insights you need to counter when you hear those sorts of things. Those things might be happening today, but they were given to us and inculcated in us by our enemy. Thank you. And I'll mute my line. Thanks again for such a brilliant show.
No, hold on, Roz.
Okay.
Phenomenal. So, let me real quick. Scotty had said, remember this day, Pope Francis had said that he will canonize Europa Sierra, a missionary who brought Christianity to California in the 18th century. Exactly. See, that was the overall method that they used to destroy the culture of truth of the indigenous. And I'm going to talk about Queen Khalifa and the black gold people, the indigenous black gold people. And this is, let me tell you something. This empire was so vast that it stretched into China, and this is where China had its insatiable relationship with gold, but more importantly, with silver. They don't tell you about that one. Because the greatest, one of the things that I want to tell you about the gold rush in California, and that was done by Marshall, another, I can't remember his name right now, were given land in California. And Marshall said that he was going to go build a windmill, and in building that windmill, he happened to come across some gold. And then that's where the gold rush in California started, and they ultimately killed him for it. Well, that's not the truth. What happened was that Marshall knew that there was gold there, but he didn't know how to get it out the ground more effectively and efficiently. The people that knew how to get it out of the ground were who? The original indigenous people of California, the black gold people, and the Chinese that were there. And then once they found that out, it was no daggone windmill or windmill that he was building. He was able to get some original Khalifians to show him how to get it out, and then guess what? He got killed for it because the greed of the people was so great. So,
one last thing.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes.
Okay, no problem. The first thing is you're right. The Shang Dynasty, which is the first emperor of China, was black. There's a great book by Dr. Van Sertima called The African Presence in Early Asia, which delineates this brilliantly with photographs that'll blow your mind. They were actually described as black as night and oily. That was the way they were actually described by people who saw them. And the other thing is the term, Washita is the origin of the term Washington. So that's where George Washington got his name from. And that name actually comes from the Egyptian deity Washet, also known as Buto, also known as the cobra deity that protects the king. So that's the other thing I wanted to just throw out there. Thank you so much. And I'll mute my line.
Much love. And we're going to talk about that, how they were able to have a relationship with the animals and the protection of the age. So, so powerful. We got one more caller. I think that's my man, Hassan. Is that you, 206?
Yeah, that's me, man.
Go ahead, Greg. We got 1 minute, brother.
I just wanted to give people something to look into, but I noticed you keep mentioning the Pope. People should read the letter that the Pope wrote to Obama. I think it was 2014, about 2 years ago. People should read that.
Yeah.
And study it, because the Pope is talking about us all throughout that letter. So, that's just something to look into. You know, we can talk about it on a later date on another show or anything, but that's just one thing that people need to look into, is the letter that the Pope wrote to Obama. You look at that online, you'll
true.
See it. Yep.
Hey, Hassan, we're going to pick this back up on Tuesday. Tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, everyone. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love, much respect. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Make sure it's one of gold. Much love, much respect. Peace.
Peace out.
Silver, silver, merch.